Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Dalit. The Gemara with base brings Dorash Rava Mutar Lechabes Menil B'Shabbos. You're allowed to wash a shoe on Shabbos. So a Papa asked Rava a question, and then Hada Uki Rava Amoyer Alei. So Rava put an Amoyer in front of him. V'Dorash Dvorim Shamarti Lifnechem Tos Biyodi. I made a mistake. From Kachom Rushich Shemutar Kibus. Also, you're allowed to dub it into water, but not wash it into water. This is one of several places where Rava says a halacha, and then he comes and says, I made a mistake, and I want to come and switch the psak that I said. How do we understand this mistake, so to speak, of Rava, and the fact that Rava said one thing, and then he says something else? So the Sefer Yosef Das here sends us to a Gevaldik HaMokar, the Me'ah Shiloach, the Ishbitza, the way he explains to us the psak halachas of Rava throughout Shas, and it was also quoted by his son, the Bis Yaakov, and his Talmid, Ratzodek HaKoyen, the Pre-Tzadik. The Yisod starts with the idea, the Me'ah Shiloach says, there is something called Din Emes, and there's something called Din Emes La'amito. What's the difference between Din Emes and Din Emes La'amito? So he says, Din Emes means a person learns a sugya, and he's coming to a conclusion. He knows what Halacha is. Emes La'amito means it's not only the logical understanding of what it is, but it's also Din Emes La'amito means that he has that Ruach HaKodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, that he's able to understand and know what the Psak is, not only based on logic, but based on the Chush, based on the feeling. And he says it's a special Siyata D'Shmaya. Because sometimes, if a person comes and he's Koyfer HaKoyel, we have a Din in Hichos Nezikin, someone who's Koyfer HaKoyel, he's Pater. But it doesn't mean it's the truth that he's really Pater. For that, you need to have some other sense to figure it out. He says that's the reason you're not allowed to go to a chorus. You're not allowed to go to a goyish judge. Because even though maybe logically he can be very smart and very understanding, but he's missing that Ruach HaKodesh to tell him something which is beyond what we see in front of us. And with this, the Me'ah Shiloach explains in Likutei HaShas on Maseches Yomo, the Gemara tells us over there, Lo ha'asi tzuvim me'rabonim, we don't have a tzuvim me'rabonim demoyrek, gives our Ruach, Elohim mi levi o'im yisachar. Tzak halacha, you rely on levi and yisachar. He says, Vayika Yehuda, Shenema Yehuda Mechokeki. So the Sukkish Maitza Lima de Yichasa Kamina. Nay, a Sukkish Maitza Mechasa, that's only Levi and Sacher, not Yehuda. Says the Yibitza, what does it mean? You want to tell me the people from Yehuda, they don't know Paskin Halacha? How is that possible to say such a thing? So he explains, no, we talk, this is the Maila of Yehuda. Levi and Yisacher, they Paskin Lima de Yichasa based on their understanding, based on the learning. That's their Maila. But Yehuda has another Maila, as it says about Melech HaMashiach, that he will be Moirach V'doin. He's going to smell and be able to Paskin based on smell. And he brings the Gemara in Nedarim, the Rava, who came from Shevet Yehuda. There was a story called Kanya de Rava, when Rava felt that someone was denying something that he owes, and he did a shvur, he gave the Kanya, he gave his stick to somebody else, and Rava felt that something was wrong over here, the stick broke, and in the stick there was all the money. So the guy was koyfer HaKol, you trust him. But the reason he was koyfer, because he said, I gave back the money by putting hiding the money in a stick. Rava had the feeling that something is wrong. This Tekudah is brought down the Pre-Tzadik in Parshas Re'eh, Oizvov, and then the Bis Yaakov in Parshas Bechu Koisai, Oizayin. And Bis Yaakov adds, that's what the Medrash says, that kol teresh odom loin boilam hazeh, hevel hu neged teresh boilam habo. Because the teresh habo will have the clarity. In Olam Hazeh, we have different simonim, and through that you want to get to something which is not really tangible. So the Yosef Das wants to say that based on that, we can explain what's this idea that Rava made these mistakes. Because Rava, many times, his halacha, his psak, is not based on the simple understanding of the Gemara. There's something else involved over here. So sometimes that brought to a mistake as well. Because he was trying to figure out if things are in front of me, but if things are not in front of me as well, and that may lead to sometimes that this mistake came about as well. But then he had this special Siyata Ishmaya, as some of the Achronim point out over here, the Klei Goyle points out over here, the Rashi says, Hodoruki b'oysasha, right away Rava was able to correct himself. Because he has this special Siyata Ishmaya to come and do psak that you don't see in front of you, and correct the mistakes that he does when he doesn't go and he does a mistake in the halacha. This daf is learned in Chanukah. And Chanukah is the time of Teresh Baal Peh. As the Ramban tells us, what is the definition of the Teresh Baal Peh, the revelation that we had in Chanukah? Yoidim is ha'emes beruach ha'kodesh shebekirbam. The Chachomim know the emes not just because of logic, not because of understanding. That's what the Yevonim came to say. It's something that's not logical, that's not tangible, so it's not true. But the Chacham Yodim Mehem is Beruach HaKodesh Shebekibum. They have much more. That's the Chiddush of Chanukah. And that's what we see over here, the way Rav is operating in Halacha. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.